So today, I want to talk to you about
this podcast. Is the ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly.
We talked about evangelism last week.
For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Today, I want to talk about discipleship. Okay? The Bible talks to us, Jesus talks to us about discipleship. Jesus relates to his disciples, the 12 and those that came after. He gives them conditions of discipleship. Okay? Today I want to talk to you about what does it mean to be a disciple? Amen? What does it mean for me to be a disciple? What takes place? I have 6 things that I want to talk to you about that are conditions. Conditions of discipleship. A disciple will do this. A disciple will do this. A disciple won't do this. Okay? A disciple of Jesus. How many know there's a gang out there that's called the disciples? There is. Okay? That's not what I'm talking about. Amen? We're talking about being a disciple of the Lord. Conditions of discipleship. I think this is really appropriate today because we're talking about giving our all to Jesus. That's what a disciple does. He gives everything to Jesus. And you're going to see what Jesus, how he teaches here. He taught the disciples. We're going to use the words of Jesus to teach us today, maybe make it a little bit more clear. What is expected of me today as a disciple, as a follower of the Lord? Okay? Number one point I want to talk to you about, some of this you probably ain't going to want to hear because it's things we may not want to do, okay? Sometimes our flesh, you know, gets in the way. Our flesh doesn't like to do certain things, but we have to allow the Lord to touch our spirit, our heart, so that our spirit man that is born again now, that is saved, is rules in our body. And our body doesn't tell us what to do, but the Spirit of the Lord inside of us tells us what to do. Can I get an amen today? Amen. The first point we want to look at, or the first condition, is called self-denial and cross-bearing. Again, I know you're not going to want to hear this today. Self-denial and cross-bearing. Conditions of discipleship. Okay? A condition of discipleship is that we're going to need to have self-denial. Okay? We're going to need to have... We all have a cross to bear. Okay? It's not going to be like the cross of Jesus that he bore where he died on the cross, but we all have our own cross to bear. How many know what I'm talking about today? And again, it's not the most popular subject for me to teach today or preach about is that you must deny yourself or that you must bear your cross. Our flesh, our body doesn't want to hear that. Our body wants a lot. But that is one of the conditions, the first one we want to look at. So I want you to turn with me to Matthew 16. Matthew 16. These all work hand in hand, okay? You can't have one without the other today. They're all important. They all make up a disciple today. So I hope you have ears to hear, praise God, what the Lord would say to us today as we what? Prepare our hearts for communion. This is going to prepare us today. Amen. It's going to make sure we're on the right page today. We're on the right level with the Lord today. If not, we're going to have opportunity to say, Lord, I need to be fixed a little bit over here. You know, I need to be fine-tuned a little bit over here. Okay? Just be open to the word of the Lord. God will speak to you as he speaks to me. So in Matthew 16, we're going to look at verses 24 to 27. And here, this is the first set of scriptures that really got my attention this week, dealing with what? Conditions of discipleship. Let me say it again. What we're going to look at here is self-denial and also cross-bearing. Okay? Let's read the verses here. What did Jesus have to say to his disciples? In verse 24 of Matthew 16, he says, Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Again, that's probably not the most popular verse that we have in the Bible today, okay? But look at what Jesus is saying to his disciples of years ago and to me and you today. Are we his disciples here today? Yes, we are, okay? If you are one who follow after Jesus, you are one of his. He says a few things to them. He says, if any man will come after me. Today you came to church because you wanted to be here. Amen. Hopefully it's not because somebody invited you to the luncheon. Amen. Which is a good thing. But you came because you wanted to come. You wanted to be in the house of the Lord. You want to what? Come after Jesus. Jesus tells them here, you got to be one that comes after me. How many know? To be a Christian today, you must have a desire to follow. Amen. You must have a desire to come after Jesus. Amen. Pastor Rich can't be with you 24/7 throughout the week saying, are you doing what's right? Are you following Jesus? Are you seeking him? You have to have that desire. Can somebody agree with me today? Amen. You must have a willingness to say, Lord, I want to come after you. I'm going to seek you, is what he's saying. That's the first thing he tells them. Anyone who what? Comes after me. It's willingly today. A disciple of the Lord is one who is willingly going to come after Jesus. Then he says, you're going to have to deny yourself. You're going to have to deny yourself. Okay? Sometimes you're going to have to do something you may not want to do. Or you're going to have to not do something that you want to do. Okay? Denying yourself. Self-denial. It's not the most popular thing for a pastor to talk about. But that's part of the Christian walk. Sometimes you're going to have to deny yourself of the things that the world says is okay. Right? The world says it's okay to have an affair. It's okay to go with whoever you want, even though you're married, even though you have a wife at home. The world says that's okay, but you know what? As a Christian, we have to deny ourselves from doing that. Ooh, it got real quiet here. Amen. We don't follow... Thank you. I heard that one, Philip. Amen. We don't follow what the world follows. Amen. So this body may want to do that. This body might want to be with Susie and Carrie and Michelle because that's the flesh. But as a Christian, as a disciple, we deny ourselves of that because it's wrong today. Amen? The world might say, it's okay for you to steal. You know, the world might say, oh, at your job, it's okay if you take some of the paper or if you take some of the pens because they're a multi-million dollar company. They won't hurt if you take it. You know, we as a Christian, as a disciple, we're discipled, right? We're disciplined. We know better. We don't do that unless we know the boss says, you can have this. Amen? It's okay for you to do this. If that's the case, that's different, okay? Otherwise, you have to deny yourself of that. It may be within your reach. You may have the power to do it, but as a disciple, as a disciplined one, you're not going to do that. Amen. Because Jesus didn't do that. Amen. So he says, you're going to have to come after me. You're going to have to deny yourself. Doesn't get any easier. And then he says, you're going to have to take up your cross. You're going to... You notice that he said to each disciple, you know, Peter, John, James, Thaddeus, Matthew, every one of you have a cross. You're going to have to pick up your cross daily. Okay? I know you don't want to hear that. My body don't want to hear it either. But it's a fact today. These are what? Conditions of discipleship. All right? We have a cross to bear, meaning we have to live a certain way. And sometimes We're going to have to sacrifice. Amen. Sometimes we're going to do things we may not want to do. All right? We got a cross to bear. Okay? Being a Christian, being a disciple, is not always easy today. How many know what I'm talking about? Especially when you see the world doing whatever they want. Amen? Sometimes, you know, the Bible talks a lot about being envious. Don't be envious of those in the world, the Bible talks about. You know, don't be envious because they do whatever they want. Judgment day will come. Amen? Yeah, the world, you know, might do whatever and they seem like they're having a good time. They're going to this party and that party and, you know, they work their whole week so they can go to the parties on the weekend. And sometimes, I don't know, sometimes we might get jealous of certain things. We shouldn't, but the body does. Okay? The flesh wants to do some of those things because the flesh is like that today. But Jesus told his disciples, you got a cross to bear. I bear the cross. I showed you the cross I bore. Now you, as a follower of me, you have a cross to bear too. Okay? He never said it was easy, but he told them, this is the facts. If you're going to be a disciple, this is what's expected. You know what? A lot of Christians don't want to hear this message today. A lot of Christians, when they hear this, they close their ears. Say, no, I don't want to hear that. Okay? I don't want to hear what I can't do or what I should do. I want to do what I want to do. Well, if that's true, then you're not really a disciple of Jesus. Amen? Because your life is His now. Amen? We just sang about it. Lord, I surrender all. But don't tell me what to do, Pastor Rich. No, that don't work. Amen? I surrender all. That's saying, you know what? I surrender what I want to do. I surrender my life to Jesus. Amen? Lord, I'm not going to do what I want to do. I'm going to come after you. Amen? I'm going to take up my cross, even though it hurts sometimes. Even though I won't do, even though I may want to do what my friends do sometimes, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to bear my cross for Jesus. I'm going to do what's right. Because you're looking to me to be an example to the world. Amen. Anybody want to be an example to the world today? You are the church. You are the light of the world. Amen. God looks to us as His representatives, as the church, to do these things so that people can see what Christianity is about. And then the last part of that verse, He says, and follow me. Amen. Follow me. Praise God. Follow me. You say, well, how do I do that? Right here. Follow the Word. Amen. If you think I'm not teaching from the Word, then follow that. Okay? If I ever say something or it don't line up, don't listen to me. Listen to the Word. But you know I try to teach and preach this, not me. Okay? Jesus tells them, He says, you got to follow me. Praise God. You know, that means it's a daily thing. Praise God. Being a disciple is a daily thing, every day. And every day it should get better for you. Praise God. Amen. Every day it should get a little bit easier if you're sincere today. Amen. Anybody with me today? It should get easier because you're getting closer to God. Amen. The more you know, the more Bible you know, it's going to get easier for you. How many know that, and I look back in my life when I first got saved as a baby Christian, the devil used to come and lie to me, and he used to, you know, challenge me, and I know you can relate to this. The devil used to say, you're not really saved. You think you are. Anybody ever happened that way to you? He would try to play with my mind. Amen. Oh, you're not really saved. You know, you still mess up. You're not going to heaven. You know what? After a period of time, I got stronger in the Lord. That wasn't good enough to challenge me anymore. Amen? He tried to do something different. A little bit stronger than that. Because I got stronger. You know, those things didn't bother me anymore. Amen? And that's the way it is. As you grow in the Lord, you're going to get stronger, and the devil's going to keep trying to challenge you, but he should continually be losing in your life. Because if you're a disciple, that means you're a disciplined one. Your life is disciplined, okay? You have a routine. Most people do have a routine. We form habits, amen? Let's form godly habits, amen? Godly habits, right? Do things that are appealing, or things that will glorify God, that show that Christ is in us, the hope of glory, amen? So Jesus, he challenges his own 12, amen? He's challenging us today, amen? If we say we're a Christian or we're a disciple, we're going to come after Christ, we're going to deny ourselves, we're going to take up our cross, and we're going to follow, amen? He didn't say it was going to be easy here. Okay? Now I want to read you part of this from the Amplified Bible. It's really powerful today. I want to read this verse 24 in the Amplified Bible. Listen to this. It says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself.'" And this is what he says. That is, disregard or lose sight of and forget himself and his own interest. Wow. To deny ourselves today means to disregard or lose sight of or forget himself or herself today and your interest. It's not anymore about what I want. Anybody here today? It's about what do you want, Lord? Not what I want, not what I am interested in. What are you interested in, Lord? What do you want for me? And take up his cross and follow me. Listen to this. Cleave steadily to me. Conform wholly to my example in living and, if need be, in dying also. Wow. I got to read that again. He says, and take up your cross and follow me, which means to cleave steadily to me, the Lord, conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also. Wow. That's what it means to be a disciple today. That's what Jesus was telling the 12. Let's go on here. I don't want to get hung up on just this little section. I got other ones to give you today. Verse 25, he says, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Amen. Today, the world's trying to save their life. Okay? The world lives for today. How many know what I'm talking about? They're not thinking about next week or next year or retirement time or the afterlife. The world always thinks about now. Okay? And Jesus tries to relate to them here. He says, if you save your life now, you're going to lose it. Amen. Meaning, if you do everything you want in this life, you may have your life for now, but in the end, you're going to lose it. But he says, look at it this way. If you lose your life for me now, then you're going to find it. You're going to be rewarded. Amen. And how many know today, if you're really saved here and you're walking with Jesus, when you give your life to God, you don't lose your life. Anybody here today? You gained your life. Amen. When you came to Christ, you got happiness. Amen. When you gave your life to Christ, you got peace. Amen. You got joy that only God can give you. Amen? That's the lie of the devil. When the devil makes you think, if you serve Jesus today, you're going to lose your life. No, you're not. You're going to find it. Hallelujah. You're going to find purpose. Amen. So, we have to lose what we think we should do. Okay? We have to lose sight of that today, is what Jesus is saying here. When you lose the life that you were living. You know, when I came to Christ, I had to lose that life. Amen. I did whatever I wanted to do. I swore. You know, I wasn't always a good person. Okay? I didn't always follow the commandments of God. I had to lose that life. Amen. when I came to the life in Christ. Amen. Totally new, precious life, fulfilling life. How many are fulfilled today to be a Christian? You should be. Amen. You have purpose in your life today. When I came to Christ at the young age of 18, I didn't have purpose. I didn't know why I was on this earth. Okay? I was living my life, but didn't know why was I on planet Earth. Okay? A lot of people still ask that question today. You have the answer. Amen? You were made to have fellowship with God, church. Do you know that? God needed and wanted your fellowship. Praise God. We're needed today. God wants us. Amen? It's a precious thing here what he talks about. Losing your life now, this earthly life, compared to gaining eternal life. It's like night and day today. Amen? You can have it all as a Christian. Amen? As a disciple. You can have your life now be special to you, fulfilling, amen, purposeful, and also have eternal life coming if you serve God. What a great deal. Amen? What a great package we have. And it was just given to us. Amen. I want to read this verse from the Amplified Bible also, because it puts a little different touch to it. It says, "For whosoever is bent on saving his temporal life, his comfort and security here, shall lose eternal life. And whosoever loses his life, his comfort and security here, for my sake, shall find life everlasting." Man, life everlasting. Something about that should get you excited today. Amen. Life everlasting. No dying in Christ. Amen. Yeah, there might come a day where you may die physically, unless Jesus comes back, but you're going to live forever. If you're one of His today, amen? You're going to live with Him forever, life everlasting. So let me ask you today, our life, is it worth dying for or losing the eternal life that's promised to us because of what we read here, our comforts or our securities that we have here? Those comforts, those securities, those are for our flesh, for our body. They're temporal, amen? But we're talking about eternal here. Praise God. What a difference. Amen. We must have this priority in our lives. Let's go on here. Verse 26 of Matthew 16. He says, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" He's asking a question here, okay? This is what he said to his disciples. He's saying it to us still today. He says, you know what? What will it profit you? Or what will you gain if you get the whole world, praise God, but then you lose your own soul? Is there any comparison today, church? Amen. If you get everything this world could offer you, but you lose your soul, is it worth it today? Only you can make that decision, right? I know it ain't, and I hope all of us agree. No, it's not, okay? It's not good enough to have everything that this world has, but in the end, I lose my soul, okay? He's pointing a question to them. And then he says, "Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" You know, is there something here that you feel you can exchange for your soul? There should be no. There's nothing good enough here on this earth. There's nothing that this world offers or this earth offers us that is worthwhile or gain worthy that we can say, you know, I'll take this and I'll lose my soul in heaven. There's nothing that compares, okay? The devil can paint a pretty picture, but it's a false picture today. Amen? The Bible tells us all the things of this world, they're going to fade away one day. They're all going to go bye-bye. Amen. Only the things that remain are going to be this. And those of us who are serving God, we're going to remain. So he tells them here, you know, look at what we're talking about here. Is it important for you to gain the whole world, but then lose your soul or your blessed life in the kingdom of God? What will you exchange your soul for? Should be nothing today. Amen. That should be easily answered by us all today. Amen. Some struggle with this though. All right? Some who are in the church, they struggle with the things of the world. They do. And that's why you don't see them in church all the time. Because they're like in a battle. They're in a, they're, you know, one foot is in the world, and then the other foot is in the church. How many know what I'm talking about? And they've had a touch of God. They know God to a point, but you know what? They just haven't totally given themselves over to Jesus. Amen. And the devil, he just plays with them and continues to pull them. You know, it's like you're getting pulled one side to the other. Amen. Do I want to serve God or do I want to do my own thing? And eventually you break. Okay? And God says, is it worth it? You know? Is the gain of this world worth you losing your soul in the end? You know, God has to get our attention if we struggle like that. And the devil, you know, puts things in our path that tries to entice us, you know, tries to pull us into his scheme of things. You know, that's why we have to be so sharp. And that's why we have to be what? A disciple. A disciple is sharp today. No amens. Praise God. A disciple is on the cutting edge. Amen. A disciple knows his Bible. A disciple knows when the enemy's trying to tempt him. And that disciple will say, you know what? I'm turning around. I'm going this way. Because I see trouble that way. A disciple will make decisions on the spot that are led by the Spirit of God and will cause you to walk that narrow, straight path. But if you're weak, amen, if you're, you know, slipping and sliding and you're just not where you need to be, the devil will play with you. He'll play with your mind. That's what he really plays with, your mind today, church. It's your mind, okay? That's why you need the mind of Christ. See, this will change you, praise God. This will conform your life and your way of thinking, the mind of Christ, the Word of God. You got to get filled with it. So when the enemy comes and he attacks, he throws darts at you, you got your shield on and it just bounces off of you. Amen? The armor of God. You got the armor, amen? Because you're full of power, amen? You know the Word and the Word is in action, amen? He says, there's no comparison here. What are you going to exchange this for? Nothing, amen? Last verse here. I got to move on. Praise God. In verse 27 it says, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He shall reward every man according to his works. Amen. So now Jesus, he's telling them, you know what? A day is going to come, disciples, church, world. He's saying, I'm going to come back with my angels, with the glory of my Father, and I'm going to reward everyone according to his works. Amen. So let me say this to you, church. Not only will he reward us according to what did we do with what was given to us, number one, salvation was given to us. Did we receive it? Amen? Did we take it? Did we say, yes, Lord, I receive salvation? We're going to be judged if we received it. Then we're going to be judged on what did we do with it? Amen? I believe God is going to judge every one of us on what did we do with after we came to Christ. How did we serve Him? Amen. What good works did we do? God's going to judge us for that one day. Amen. And I believe the rewards will be different. You determine the rewards that God's going to give you based on what did you do for Jesus. Nobody says amen here. All right? So Not only is he going to look at us if we accepted Christ, if we received salvation, but then after we received Christ and we began to walk with God, did we do things that were rewarding? Amen. Did we do works that God will reward us for eventually? Amen. I hope, yes, for every one of us here. Works that will reward us. Amen. He wants to reward us. We're going to be judged according to our works. Okay? In Romans 2:6, it says it this way: who will render to every man according to his deeds? He will render to us according to what? Our deeds. What did we do? With the knowledge of His Word and what God has called us to do, that's what we've been talking about the last few weeks. What did we do with the commission? What did we do with the Great Commission? Amen. Did God use us? Is He using us? That should be yes. Yes, Pastor Rich, I want Him to use me. I want Him to use me. Not because I'm going to get rewarded. That shouldn't be your reason of doing it, but because you love God and you serve God today and you want to do everything you can to bless the name of the Lord. Amen? And the rewards, when they come, hallelujah. Amen? I'll receive them. But that's not why I do it. Amen? So, let's pay attention to what we're doing. Amen? Because we will be rendered according to our deeds. Amen. I got to really move on here. I'm not going to get done. So that was number one. That was a lot for number one. Okay? Self-denial and cross-bearing. Number two is called renunciation. Renunciation. You say, what is that? Well, let's look at the scripture. Turn with me to Luke 14, 26 and 27. Luke 14, 26 and 27. Again, all these go together. They go hand in hand. Renunciation. Let's read what it says here. Verse 26 and 27. If any man come to me, ooh, there it is again. That sounds familiar. And hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Wow. You talk about the Lord putting some direction here when it comes to being a disciple. He says, if you're going to come after me, if you're going to be my disciple, amen, if you're going to be my follower, you're going to have to do what? He says you're going to have to hate your father, hate your mother, your wife, your children and brethren, and even your own life. Now, did he really mean that? Did he really mean that you got to hate your father? And hate your wife? Hate your brothers? No. But he's trying to make a point here. I have to be first. You got to what? Love me first. If you're going to be my disciple, then you serve me first. You don't serve your dad first, or your wife, or your husband. God takes priority. Amen. That's what he's trying to say here. He's trying to make a point here. If you're going to really be my disciple, you know, I am Lord. Praise God. That's what he's saying. Everything else you have to, you know, has to follow after. There's an order when it comes to this, okay? Sure, you're supposed to love your wife and you love your family, but you don't love them more than you love God. You got to love God first. Anybody with me here today? I'm not alone. Come on now. Love God first. Do what God says first. Don't listen to your sister-in-law first. Listen to God first. Your sister-in-law might be wrong sometimes. God won't be. Amen? Ooh, I know I'm hitting some toes here. Amen. You know, he's making a point here. I like on the side of my Bible, you know what it says? The cost of true religion. Wow. The cost of true religion. There's a cost to serving Christ. Amen. There's a cost when you say, yes, I really want to be a disciple. God, he claims first here. Okay? Priority. Amen. Look at the next verse. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. There it is again. Saying the same thing we read in Matthew 16 is being said here in Luke 14 with a little different twist. Okay? Saying, I got to be first. I got to be number one. I claim first. I really must be Lord to claim first. Okay? Nobody else. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. That's pretty cut and dry here. Okay? He says, this is it. Take it or leave it. Okay? There's no in between here. There's no being on the fence today. Amen? You either are, and you're going to give your life towards that, or you're not. Okay? He makes a point here. We got to receive that today and try to walk in that. I'm not saying it's easy. Nothing I'm saying is easy today. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Think about it. If it was easy to make $1 million today, everybody would be making $1 million. Amen? It's not easy, okay? But what's good and of value and worthwhile, it's worth working for today. Amen? It's worth putting your life to it. Jesus is worth giving our life to today. Amen? Yes, because He gave His life for us. That's number two. Let me move on here. Number three, leaving all is the next condition of discipleship. We've said it already, but let me just point it out again. Leaving all. In this same chapter, in Luke 14, let's just go down a few verses, verses 33 through 35. Let's see what it says. He says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. There it is again. He says, whoever it is of you, if you don't forsake all, you can't be my disciple. He just lays it out there again here. And look at what he says. He says, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? Do you got salt today? Amen. Are you salty? Meaning, are you on fire for God? Amen? Is the anointing on your life? Do you love God? Are you serving God with all you got? Are you a witness to people? Are you salty? Do you make people thirsty for Jesus? It's quiet in here. Come on, church. Amen? We got to be what? Salty. If we're not salty, we're not good for anything, he says here. Amen? It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. We got to hear today. Praise God. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to forsake all. Don't take that like you can't do anything if you're a Christian today. That's not what he's saying. But you have to forsake a lot of things, okay? A lot of things that you may want to do that God doesn't want you to do. You have to be willing to forsake all those things. You have to be willing to forsake everything that will cause you not to serve Christ today. Let me put it that way. Amen? Whatever will cause you not to follow Him, well, you better forsake it if you're going to be a disciple today, is what He's saying. See, there's no in-between. We can't be what? Double-minded, the Bible talks about. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, the Bible says. See, we can't be double-minded. We have to be single-minded. We have to think this way. It's not bad for me to forsake things that are going to take me away from God. It's a good thing today. If this is not going to help me with my walk with the Lord, I'm going to forsake it today. That should be our attitude. Amen? If this is not going to build me up in the faith, I don't want nothing to do with it. Amen? Forsaking all. Praise God. Salty. You know, in a little while, we're going to have a luncheon downstairs. If we eat food and it don't have any salt on it, you know what? Some of you aren't going to want to eat it today because it don't taste good. Amen? How many of you ever get fries and you don't have some salt on there? They taste bland. Amen? So just think about that. If we're as Christians just bland today, how are we going to win the world? Amen? If we're just there, oh, I'm here, Pastor Rich. Big deal. You got to be more than just here. You got to be excited for God. Amen? That's the salt. Right? The salt makes you alive. There's too many people that go to church. They go to church, but they're still dead. Amen? Jesus came to what? Give us life. Hallelujah. And give us life more abundantly. Amen. We got to be alive and well like Jesus is. Salty. Amen. Forsaking all if it's for the cause of Christ. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I want to go to another scripture with this thought in mind here. Praise God. Turn with me to Luke 18, just a couple chapters over. I'm going to try to quickly go through this last part here. Luke 18, 28 to 30. Luke 18, 28 to 30. Look at what Jesus talks to Peter about here. He says in verse 28, then Peter says, lo, we have left all and followed thee. That's what Peter said. I pray that's what we can say. And look at what Jesus responded. He said in verse 29, and he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents. Now listen here. Or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake. Now listen. Who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. Did you get that, church? He says here, you know what? If you come to me and you forsake all, like Peter said, I left all for you, Lord. I'm following you. He says, you know what? Anybody who left any of these things for me, he says, you're going to receive more in this present world. How many want more today? Amen. You're going to receive more in this present world than you had before, and also in the world to come. Everlasting life. Amen. Let me say this to you. I know we don't like this world, but this word, but self-sacrifice can be profitable when it comes to God. When you self-sacrifice for the kingdom, for the cause of Christ, you know what? God will reward you. Even in this present world, he told his disciples. That should make you feel good today. When you think you had to give up something, well, God's got something better to give you. Amen. When it hurts to give up something, you know what? Do it if God is telling you, because something better is coming. Hallelujah. The blessings are coming. Will you be patient and wait for them? Right? He says, you're not going to lack. Your self-sacrifice will be profitable in my kingdom. Amen. Oh, that's a good thing. You will gain through what you lost. Amen. What you may have lost that probably wasn't maybe good for you anyways, God's going to give you gain to replace it. If you're what? A disciple. If you're Steady Eddie. Amen. Not Eddie Verdoliak either. Steady Eddie, okay? I used to call him Fast Eddie. That's a whole other story. Amen. Let me get back here. Praise God. All right, you got to be steady. Praise God. Be committed. Be faithful. Praise God. Don't let the devil lie to you that you're losing out. You're missing out. That's a lie. Praise God. God says, I'm going to take care of you. And even much more than what you had, I'm going to bless you with more and with better, praise God, if you do what I've called you to do. Oh, hallelujah. All right, I'm going quick here. Number four, steadfastness. Turn with me to John 8. We're wrapping up here. John 8. You got to be steadfast. That's what I was kind of saying right there. John 8, praise God. We're going to look at two verses, 8:31 and 8:32. I know you know these verses. He says here, again, he's talking to his own. Praise God. He says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Who's the disciples? He says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. We have to what? Continue in his word. Another word here is we must abide in his word. Okay? It's an ongoing process here, a continual thing. A disciple continues. Okay? That's one of the conditions of discipleship, being steadfast. Okay? I got to read you this from the Amplified, too. This is really good. Let me get it real fast here in John 8. He says, so Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in Him, if you abide in My word, which means hold fast to My teachings and live in accordance with them, you are truly My disciples. Who's truly His disciples? Those who hold fast to His teachings. Right? These teachings, amen? And you live in accordance with them. So not only do you read about them and you learn them and you find out what they are, but then you hold fast to them and you live according to them. Then truly are you My disciples, Jesus says. Amen. And look at, after that, then it says, you will know the truth, and then the truth will set you free. If you need to be free today, you need to get the truth. Amen. And as a disciple, you will know the truth. Not maybe or possibly. He didn't say that. He says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. A disciple knows truth. A disciple walks in truth every day. A disciple doesn't allow the world to throw him off track because he's disciplined, because she's disciplined. We got to be steadfast. Number five, you got to have fruitfulness. If you're a disciple today, you got to have fruitfulness. In the same book of John, John 15:8. Let's go there real quick. John 15:8. Anybody getting blessed here today? It's God's word. Amen. Fruitfulness is a condition of discipleship. John 15:8. Actually, we're going to go a little further back. We'll just read it quickly. Let's read 4 to 8 in John 15. It says, abide in Me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in Me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in Me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. For without Me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in Me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned, O Lord. Now here's the last part I want you to really catch. If ye abide in Me, and My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You got to abide, right? Praise God. And then look what happens. Herein is My Father glorified. How many want God glorified today? Amen. He says that you bear much fruit. So shall you be My disciples. Who's going to be His disciples? Those who bear much fruit. We got to bear fruit. How many know today, if we bear fruit, our church is going to get filled? We got to bear fruit. Amen. We got to do what God's called us to do. Abide in Him, and we're going to bear fruit. Without Him, we can do nothing, the Bible tells us here. Amen. Ooh, I got to read this from the Amplified also real quick. Verse 8, it says, and when you bear or produce, it's a good word, much fruit, My Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of Mine. Oh, that's good. That's a disciple. Amen. You, what do? You honor and glorify God, and you show it and you prove it that you are a true follower of Jesus today. Amen. That's a condition of discipleship. And last but not least, you must have proof of discipleship. Proof of discipleship. John 13, 35. John 13, 35. Hallelujah. It says, I know you know this verse, by this shall all men know that you are My disciples, if you have love one to another. Proof. How are people going to know you're a disciple of Jesus? It says here, they're going to know by the love you have one to another. Amen. Love. It's all about love today, church. Amen. People are going to know that you're different, that you're a Christian, that you're a disciple because of the love you show. Amen. One to another. That's proof that you are a disciple. Amplified, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Listen to this. If you keep on showing love among yourselves. Did you catch that last part? If you keep on showing love amongst yourselves. So it doesn't mean one day you love me, the next day you're mad at me. Right? One day I'm your son, the next day you kick me out. Right? We have to show people our love. And he's even talking here amongst the brethren, one to another. Yeah, I understand sometimes we may not agree 100% and we, you know, might get frazzled a little bit, but that's the key. A disciple, they shall know you by your love, one to another. This world needs our love. We got it because it comes from Christ today. Amen. Praise God. That's what a disciple's all about. It's a lot. Amen. And you can do it. Praise God. You are doing it. Don't give up. Get stronger so you can be what God has called you to be. I'm going to ask the praise and worship team to come and we can have the children come and they're going to lead us in a song. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope this prepared your heart today. Say, this is what my life's about. Amen. This is what my life's about. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Nobody's perfect here at church. But we're striving to be perfect. Amen. We're striving to mature. Amen. In the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.